Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Welcome to the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast. This is Justin Briel, and I'm here with Bill Cooper and Steve Cobb from GSM Outdoors. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I tell you, I'm a little hoarse. I've been talking to 1,000 people. So
we're here
at the NWTF show, and every year I do the exact same thing. I get hoarse because they tell me not to talk, but I can't help it. I got to talk.
I got a feeling that's a problem for you.
It is really a problem. I enjoy coming to this show.
Hey, you're looking at two old retired guys.
That's exactly right.
That's right. We like to talk.
I know. I feel like we have like a coffee pot here set up for you guys.
Man, this show is special because you're actually dealing with the consumer, the guy that's actually going to use the product. And with GSM, we have so many different products to showcase. It's hard to get around to every single one of them. So here we focusing mainly on turkey, but we got everything the hunter needs.
Oh, absolutely. I can testify to that fact. I'm fortunate enough, I kind of work for you guys too, you know. I write for the Deercast phone app, Dreary Boys, and I think they sold out to you guys, I don't know, last year or sometime another.
Years ago, yes, sir.
Yeah, so I found out I had a new employer.
That's right.
Well, it's been fascinating. I'm all the time thumbing through those catalogs, you know, and because I buy a lot of the products because we write articles about them.
Good deal, good deal.
So it works out well for us. But Steve, how long you been in or interested in the outdoor business?
I have been a pro staff member with the Hunter Specialties side for over 30 years. I'm the longest standing pro staff guy because I had a full-time job working for the U.S. Forest Service until I just retired. So 38 years with the Forest Service, playing outdoors. I never scouted for turkeys during work. There was no way.
Do we need to do a test, you know?
I'm pretty sure the window was always rolled down on that truck listening.
You pretty much could listen at any point.
I used to be a park superintendent on way back, too. I might be guilty also.
Yeah, it's just been a good, a dream job for me to be able to field test products in the outdoors and see if they work, make sure they work, and if they do work, then I'm able to get it out to the consumer. And, hey, it's just a good feeling to know that you're putting a good product out there.
I bet that is a great deal of satisfaction and a good feeling to be able to do that because you feel like you're kind of putting your little babies out in the field for people to use.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And over the years, it's been a lot of tough calls because you're looking at this product and it may not be exactly what you want, but it works, and you go behind it, and there's other products you like. I'm out. This is junk, you know, and that's a hard call because you got to go to that guy and say, hey, because he thinks it's a great product, you know. That's the hard thing, you know.
They're not all home runs.
No sir. I say I'm the fortunate guy to be able to say yay or nay, and it's just a tough call. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
It really is. That's got to be a tough job anyway because of all the competition out there.
Oh, definitely. Wow. And if you don't put out a good product, the consumer's one and done.
Yeah.
He may buy one, but he's not coming back. And I want that repeat consumer.
That's
got to
be the bread and butter of the outdoor product.
There's no doubt. If you can't put a product out that you can resell, then you probably don't need to be putting it out. So,
well, I've noticed just a few months I've been working for GSM, looking at those products, catalogs and everything. Man, all the names are recognizable.
Wow. Yes, sir. They buy quality products is what they do. And I'm really blessed to be a part of that GSM organization.
So.
Yes, sir. You know, change, and that's just where this world's going to, is changing. You got to be able to adapt. That's something I really from being the old school guy.
Yeah.
Didn't do too well at first, but I'm learning to change with change. That's just what you got to do.
Hey, I believe you can teach an old dog new tricks.
That's exactly right. Adapt and overcome.
Yep. But over time, you know, I pretty much have been a part of developing product and field testing product has kind of been my main job. But
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to ask you. So, you know, we've talked about GSM, and that's a company that owns the average consumer's not going to know what GSM is.
Right.
I mean, you're sitting here. We've already talked about HS Strut. Yeah. What other brands are affiliated with the company?
The ones that we have over in the booth today is going to be Muddy.
Okay.
Muddy is awesome. An up-and-coming company for us, and we're really getting behind that. Flextone, Avian X, Zinc Calls.
Really?
So we've got all that in the booth over there, plus Hunter Specialties, HS Strut, different types of clothing, apparel, and stuff over there right now. Ameristep blinds.
Oh, yeah.
We are really unloading them today. And if these folks are listening in and are going to come by, or if they're coming by, we got about 10 blinds left for $100. And they, they're leaving. They're leaving. So,
yeah, I guess so.
It's one of those, the show that you want the consumer to get that product, use it, and his buddy see it. And the next thing you know, his buddy and that buddy and that buddy's then bought another one. So this is really a good opportunity to get some product out into the field.
Well, I don't know how many turkey hunters run through this convention, but I heard numbers like 60,000.
I would say that would be right about what it is, maybe more.
Yeah. That's kind of a target-rich environment.
No doubt.
You're definitely marketing to a certain demographic.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely! But it's so much fun to be at the convention and watch the people that come through. You know, kind of a people watcher.
Well, it's what got me started 30 years ago was the Grand National Turkey Calling Championship.
Okay.
So I'm an 8-time state champion turkey caller.
Really?
And
what state?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
So I've won a bunch of contests over my career, and this is the ultimate. This is like the Super Bowl of turkey calling.
Oh, absolutely.
If you can make the cut here, you're pretty much known as one of the best, and I was very fortunate to make quite a few cuts and place in this contest years ago. That's been 2005, 2006, 2007, back in them days.
Yeah, but that's quite a feather to put in your cap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess I just realized that I'm getting older here, because when you said 2005, 2006, I'm like, oh, that wasn't that long ago.
Exactly. But it was like I say, been very fortunate to be able to get to come to this event every year and share some of my knowledge with folks coming up now
absolutely
helping them when they're calling, helping them with some troubled turkeys, and even some deer stuff. We've got deer, you know, deer things over there. But these cameras nowadays, and we've got any kind of camera that you want over there, they go to your cell phone now. Mm-hmm. So these cell phones tell you when you got a turkey in your food plot.
Oh, hey.
Yours is dinging now.
I checked mine several times today.
There you go. Yours is dinging right now.
I got bobcats, foxes, coyotes.
Yeah, that's
deer,
what I'm saying.
Turkey.
And see, back in the day, we didn't have that.
No.
So you had to go really hunt.
Yeah.
And I mean, they still hunt. Don't get me wrong. But that's, some of that is really helping the consumer.
It's taking the legwork out of it.
It really is.
It's you can throw up a couple cameras, and especially if you're hunting, you know, type of terrain where there's food plots, or you know, you put it on a good funnel or something like that.
Yep.
And there's different ways you can use them. Whether it's just taking inventory of the animals that are out there,
yep.
You know, guys put them on, you know, beaver dams to see what,
exactly.
You know, just a different way of observation. But no, it's the technology that's out there. Some great, some I'm not, you know, but the market's out there for whatever somebody wants to do, and you use it in a way that you determine. As long as it's legal, who cares?
That's exactly right.
Great point. Yep. But I'm one of those guys that always have, always will, gone to bed really early. Well, I tend to get up at my age, you know, several times a night. You know how many times a night I pick that phone up and check my trail camera? And I've learned I can identify specific deer. I mean, even does, you know, with you know, a scar or lop ear or whatever. And it's so much fun. 2 o'clock in the morning, see what's standing in front of that camera.
No doubt. It's just a tool that the consumer can use. And plus, we've got any kind of call that will attract anywhere, I mean, predators,
right?
Turkeys, deer. We're able to produce those calls and put them in the hands of the consumer and make them more successful. So that's kind of where we're at. You know,
that's what it's all about. And, yep. And of course, you and I are old enough. We've talked about it probably thousands of times, and we talk about the outdoor experience, you know. And have we talked about killing anything yet? No, we haven't.
No, we sure haven't.
not on this one.
But that outdoor experience, there's so many things to be experienced. And, hey, calling, cameras, you know, all those things are part of, we build up that crescendo, you know, to hunting season, down to that 1 second when we pull the trigger.
That's exactly. And that's when the work starts.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to laugh. Man. I'm old enough. Had a fabulous place to hunt this year, and I'd sit there in the hot September weather, you know, in a blind, and I'd see a deer coming. I pick up my phone. My gosh, it's 85 degrees. I'm not shooting a deer today.
No. The blow flies would have a tremendous...
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be full.
A little bit lazy, too. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that is right. You know, it seemed like back in the day, you know, temperatures have changed a lot, and I think seasons have changed somewhat, but it's one of those deals that...
Hey, Ray. Christian Lodge,
I was looking for you over the booth.
Hey, buddy, good to see you, Ray.
He's here.
How'd you capture him?
I grabbed him by the ankles and drug him over here.
That's all right. Good to see you, Ray. Come back and see me, baby. You take care. Yeah, I love you.
Hey,
that was Ray. He's a legend in the industry.
Yeah, Ray just dropped. Oh, man.
He actually was on the pro staff working with Hunter Specialties when I first came on back years ago.
Ray and I just live an hour apart, and we've been in bukus of deer and turkey hunt camps over the years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
In fact, Ray and I did the first youth deer and turkey camps in the state of Missouri the year before it was legal. We got special legislation passed to let us go into a wildlife area.
Gotcha.
Kind of a test run. It took off.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were some of your products there.
Yep.
Hunter Specialty.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, they were there.
Yep.
Absolutely. But... Man, what a fantastic company. I see you got some calls laying out.
Well,
front of
I
here.
Brought up something just to play with, and you know, it's a box call. This is the final roost. We've got about, I'm going to say, 50 of them over there. At this show, they're on a special for like $25.
Oh, man.
Where can you get a box call for $25?
Nowhere anymore.
With that sound, the quality of that one right there. That's the final roost is what that one is, and that's the Drury Outdoors.
Yeah, is that mahogany colored?
Yes, sir.
That's mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's got my name on the bottom of it.
Oh, God. Ah, it got me. But I got one just I got one just
You got one just like it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's and why it, I thought it was mine.
And then we come up with a cookie cutter is what it is. It's a slate call, glass call. We got a lot of different calls, you know, any type of call you want. We've got definitely diaphragm calls.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up coming up with the Cobb Cutter Series this year. So this is actually my actual cut.
Really?
And we're putting it on the market, okay? So I'm going to blow that for you right now and just see what you think about it.
I'd say that worked.
It's kind of hard for me to hear. Does that sound
awesome? No, it sounds great.
It's off. I'm going to tell you, I've got a halfway decent place to turkey hunt.
Yes, sir.
You could call for me if you wanted to.
That would work.
That would work. Guaranteed.
I really, you know, getting on stage with those guys at the Grand National here, when I first came, I was winning contests back home, and I'd come up here, and I'd be in the middle of the pack. I mean, but I started soon because I wanted to get better. And that's just what you wanted to do was perfect your calling is what it got me to drive to do. And I finally got to be able to compete with those guys.
Wow.
And get on the final stage with them. And it really, really made me a better turkey hunter, too.
No doubt about it. I can't even imagine getting to that level. Hey, guys, we're going to take a short break here, but don't go away. We've got Steve Cobb here with us from GSM Outdoors. And, man, we got a lot to talk about yet.
Sounds great. Thank y'all.
Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Steve Stoltz with Drury Outdoors, and you're listening to Living the Dream Outdoors Podcast with Phil Cooper and Hunter Heineman.
Hey, this is John from CoAngler.com. Did you know that CoAngler.com is the newest online platform to connect anglers for fishing trips? You can create your free account, offer and request fishing trips, connect with anglers in your area, share some costs, share some knowledge, and share a great time in the outdoors. Whether you're fishing from a boat and you got an extra seat and want somebody to come with you, or you need some help shuttling those kayaks for your next float trip, CoAngler is a great way to connect with like-minded anglers in your area for a great time out on the water. So get on CoAngler.com and let's go fishing.
Hey there, listeners. At Conservation Federation of Missouri, we're more than just advocates for our environment. We're active in making a difference through hands-on programs that protect and preserve Missouri's natural resources. By becoming a member, you're supporting impactful initiatives like Share the Harvest, which provides venison to families in need, and Operation Game Thief, which helps combat poaching and protects our wildlife. You're also contributing to the RISPR grants, which fund local conservation projects across the state. Your membership makes these vital programs possible, ensuring that we continue to serve both our communities and our environment. Plus, as a member, you'll receive updates on these programs, invitations to exclusive events, and the opportunity to get involved in the work you care about most. Visit confedmo.org/join to learn more and to join us today. Together, we can support programs that protect Missouri's wildlife, waters, and way of life. Be a part of the Conservation Federation of Missouri, where action leads to conservation.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout-specific guiding service that caters to the Northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
Hey everybody, this is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. Check out my buddy's podcast show, Living the Dream Outdoors with Bill Cooper and Hunter Heineman. You're really going to enjoy this week's show.
Welcome back to the Living Dream Outdoors podcast. This is Justin Brill. I'm here with Bill Cooper and Steve Cobb from Hunter Specialty.
GSM and Hunter Specialties. Yes, I've been a pro staff guy with Hunter Specialties for 30 years. And yep. When GSM bought us, I became a GSM pro staff, pro I guess staff is what you would say.
I apologize for my ignorance.
No, it's not. Listen.
Hey, you got it right.
I'll answer to anything. How about that?
You could have said 65 different companies. Right. You still got it right.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing. But just go back in history just a little bit.
Okay.
Back there with Hunter Specialties. Way back, who were some of the people you were working with?
Tom Stuckey.
Oh, yeah.
Ray I.
Oh, Charlie Knox.
Yeah, Alex Rutledge.
Oh,
Eddie
yeah.
Salter. Matt Moret. Rick White. I mean, some of these guys, I was able to do TV shows with them. We did DVDs, the Cutting and Strutting.
Oh, yeah.
And we did the Primetime Bucks. I was able to do some filming and actually got quite a few kills on video with them guys and been on a lot of hunt camps with them and learned a lot. And really, I can say, for me, this is just an extra
right
bonus because I had a full-time job. A lot of those guys, that was their job.
Yeah.
They had to do that. And you know, to me, it was just fun. It was work for them,
right.
You know. So I was so fortunate to be in that situation. But you talk about rolling back time. That's been a long time ago.
Hey, and those are all big names in the turkey hunting world.
Oh yes, sir.
Some
yes, sir.
In the deer hunting world as well. That's a good piece of history.
Yep.
Well, I'm curious with all the products that you guys have and the things that you've seen over all your years of hunting. What's the most What's changed the turkey hunting game? Like the most of all the products.
There's so many calls out there now that are so user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's some calls out there you got to have some skill. The skill level is going to make you whether you're good or not. But we've got three or four different turkey calls over there that, I mean, I can teach you how to use it in 30 seconds.
No kidding.
And you can kill a turkey. You know, you're call a turkey.
Yeah,
not saying you kill one, but you can call one.
That's fantastic for guys just starting out
that
has never done it before. You know, because not everybody grew up in a household where there was turkey hunting. I was a person like that. I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't really know anybody that turkey hunted until I got to my late teens.
Right.
But right now with all the technology and everything, there's videos and all this other stuff. It's really, I mean,
yes.
And what's nice is with the YouTube videos and things like that, you know, before you'd read an article. Well, to try to describe how a turkey's supposed to sound over a magazine article is probably not the easiest. I mean, Bill's really good at writing, but that's still pretty tough.
Yes, exactly. See, back in the day, in the contest days, back before YouTube and cell phones, folks would drive hours to come listen to us call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
To be able to get some pointers.
Yep.
To improve their calling. And then the calling kind of went downhill because these people could pull it up on their cell phone and hear a wild turkey or hear somebody turkey calling on phone, so they didn't have to drive 2 or 3 hours.
Yep.
So that's really, the cell phone is a great tool, but there's certain things that it kind of hurt in certain ways, you know.
Well, and it also made everybody an expert.
Oh, yeah.
anybody can pull a channel out and say, oh, you know, this is what you got to do. And for people that are just starting out that don't know, they're, oh, yeah, I saw this guy. Yep. I really like him. And maybe not the best.
That's exactly right.
Hey, our world has changed tremendously in the last 30 years. You remember when digital photography first came on the scene. I was down at Bass Pro at an outdoor meeting. Dick Idle was there. He was a wildlife photographer and sculptor from Wyoming. And that guy had sold Kodachrome slides. He sold one for $10,000 one time. Sports Appeal got a hold of him, wanted a particular photo. I think it was a wild sheep or something.
Right.
He had it. They asked him the price. He said $5,000. Oh, that's too much. 2 days later, they called him back and said, we'll take it. He said, the price down $10,000. They bought it.
Holy smokes.
But he told us he knew digital was coming. He said, here's what's going to happen, guys. A lot of you guys been selling Kodachrome 64 slides for $250 a piece. When digital hits, they're going to be worth 5 cents. Bingo. Exactly right. And I can't remember the last time I sold a photograph by itself. And now it's a package deal. You give them 3, 4, 5 photographs, and you get paid the price of the article, not
exactly.
The photographs.
Yep.
That's the way it works. So we've seen it happen. You've seen it a lot.
Oh, yes, yes.
In the outdoor industry.
No doubt.
Change is the name of the game.
And you got to adjust with change. There's no doubt.
You
there's
do. No I didn't doubt. Like it at first.
No. It's just, I guess the older we get, you know, and I'm an old school guy.
Oh, me too.
And when I retired and I quit having to check that computer, that is the hardest thing for me to do is go check my computer, my personal computer.
Right.
I really don't have to now. You know? So it'll be a week before I check anything.
Yeah.
But if you text me on that cell phone,
I'll answer that.
Oh, so. Yeah. Those things are almost grown to our hands. Well, in your experience, you've seen a lot of things happen in the last 3 or 4 decades. I mean, and I'm sure you think about this. What's it going to be like in the next 3 or 4 decades?
And see, that's where my mind is right now, is trying to come up with that next product for the consumer because something new's got to come out.
Oh, yeah.
But we have gotten that turkey sound and those deer sounds, I mean, down to a, it's hard to get better than some of the stuff we've got. And once you get to that point, I don't know how you get better, you know?
Oh, well, you're absolutely
right.
We
were saying that 40 years ago, though.
That's true.
Oh, and I was going to say the same thing. That's been, you know, this is top of the line. And now you look back at that product from 5, 10, 20 years ago, and it's obsolete.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look back in history a little bit further, my grandpa Cooper was born in 1892. He never believed that we put a man on the moon.
Right.
He would never believe it. And you probably knew some old folks like that.
Yep. You take the different cuts and mouth collars nowadays, there's all kinds of different cuts. The cob cutter that I came up with, I went back to the basics and got a single cut that is actually more of a plain yelp.
Yep.
That people are not used to, but they're falling in love with it. It is really, really doing well. And sometimes going back to the old ways of doing things actually worked.
Oh, yeah. It cracks me up. Like, I'm not a huge, like, tournament fisher or anything like that, but in the bass fishing world, you know, all these different baits are coming out. This is the latest hot thing and all this other stuff. And then you just throw out, I don't know, like a 6-inch power worm.
That's what you use with a Zebco 33 back 30 years ago.
Well, yeah. The fish ain't never seen it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're used to seeing all this other stuff. You just kind of go back to the basics. And I think there's a market for that, that people really like that. They want to go back to the way their grandfather did things in the basic and less. You still have to get the gear for it, but it's less technology, less things going on with it.
Gotcha.
Yesterday, we were kind of playing around last night. I picked up a tube call. Just, you know, it's kind of an old school call. Exactly. I thought it'd be different sound in the woods.
Yes, sir. And it'd probably work. It will work, you know.
Oh, for sure.
One of the things with technology that blew me away is, you know, you're used to calling that turkey in at 25, 30 yards and getting the kill. And now this shot they're making that you can kill them at 70 yards, just like they're at 30 yards, is just really, really, really made a game changer for a lot of folks.
It is.
Yeah. Whether you like it or whether you don't, you know.
Well, and I think what a lot of people are doing with that, it's not necessarily they're not using it to kill farther. I mean, some people are.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys, instead of shooting, you're carrying around your big 12-gauge, 3.5-inch, or a 10-gauge, they're going down to a 28-gauge or a 410, which is a more enjoyable experience. You're carrying a lighter gun. It doesn't knock your eyes crossed. I mean, it's so a lot, they're killing at the same range.
Yep.
But they're just doing it with a much lighter, more compact.
I have always used a 12 gauge until two years ago. I started a 20 gauge.
Me too.
And I'm taking a 20 gauge now, and I'm telling you what, I hardly shoot. I always do the call and let everybody else shoot, but I was like, why am I toting this 12 gauge around?
Yep.
And I never shoot it, you know?
Yeah.
So the 20 gauge is a big, but listen, it can still get them out there anytime I want it to.
Yeah, oh yeah. It'll still reach out there.
Yes, sir.
It's the technology on the shot and stuff like that. And honestly, I think I could see it going the way of the 10 gauge.
Yeah.
You know, 10 gauge is almost obsolete.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, hardly anybody makes any. And we were telling the story. I bought a 10 gauge to turkey hunt with years ago and patterned it. And this thing was great. And I shot a turkey farther than I probably should advertise.
Yeah.
And it rolled down the hill, but I killed him. I mean, his feet barely got dirty. And I thought, I'll never carry another gun again. This is fantastic. And the next time I took it out, it got up to about 85 degrees. I carried that thing around till 1 o'clock, and I said, I will never carry this gun again.
I won one of those in a turkey calling contest in Tennessee, a 10-gauge single barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And, buddy, I thought I'd got no. I think I shot it one time. It's in the closet. I need to sell it.
Yeah.
But see how things change. But Steve, I want to ask you about that call you just invented, just before you put it in your mouth. I noticed there's no tape on it.
Well, I do have some with tape. Okay.
All right, gotcha.
But this one right here, I actually can manage to use it without tape. So it's the same call.
I think it's the only second time I've ever seen that, because Ray Eyes always called with calls like that.
Yep.
And I sat with him in the woods one time. That guy must have 3 dozen of those in his shirt pocket.
Speaking of Ray, we were on a turkey hunt, and he lined them calls up on that, and that joker went through every single one of them, you know, and it was amazing to listen to him call. It was really good.
Yeah, but people probably gagged at this. I was sitting a couple of trees over from him, filming for him. He put one of them calls in his mouth. He'd yelp, turn up, spit it out about 3 foot over. He must have spit 20 of them out.
Oh, yeah.
He walked off with me. I wouldn't want to scoop them up and stuck them in my pocket.
I've noticed that before, is seeing guys with the different tape cuts and the different things on the calls. You know, even with no tape or it's just the frame. Is that all have to do with your palate, or how does that? Is it just what you're used to, or
what I'm used to? Okay. And some people can use it without tape, and it's just another step. I always play with them without tape. And if it's what I want, then they deserve tape, and I get tape. Okay. Then they go in the callback.
I saw guys doing that. I'm like, you know what? I'll try it. I pulled the tape off of one. I about swallowed the call.
Me too. one and only time I tried that, I about choked to death.
But there's so many different cuts out there nowadays to get a good quality sound. The cob cutter went back to just a basic cut. I don't know if you can look at that, but that's all it is. It's kind of like the old Paul Butzke cutter call.
Yeah.
It's real similar to that, but it's a little bit different angle.
Yep.
And actually, Paul works for GSM.
Yep.
Works with me with GSM. And me and him have had some good hunts and good conversations together. And Fred Zink was in the booth over there. Mark Drury was in the booth. A lot of these celebrity guys have been doing this stuff for a long time, or have been in the booth and meeting people and shaking hands, and it's been a good deal over there for us today. 1313 is the booth.
1313.
I imagine you guys, there's been a lot of change. You know, we were just talking about technology and everything else, and even in the mouth calls, the materials, the latexes, everything goes along with that. Because you can use a different, whether it's thicker, thinner, stretching the tightness, lots of things can go into that, and what makes the sound.
And whatever you're trying to locate that particular latex, and if you don't catch that that latex changed for some reason from the manufacturer, then it changed that call.
Absolutely.
And I was at one point in time quality control for Hunter Specialties over the mouth calls, so I had to test them a lot because if they slipped some kind of not the same thickness of latex, right, it changed that call.
And I imagine,
so I had to catch that.
I imagine you're talking thousands.
Thousands, yeah.
I mean, very, very meticulous on there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And mouth calls, it's a very personal thing on what you like. I know I've had sat there in the parking lot and, you know, bought the big variety pack or whatever, and, you know, I don't think there's been times that some of them didn't even make it out of the parking lot.
Exactly. Well, what I've told people is just because your buddy runs that call,
right,
and he sounds like that, you're probably not going to use that particular call. You may find a different one that suits your needs. And it's just the way people blow air over the mouth. I mean, that's just...
Oh, exactly. But I found on any given day, any given turkey out there, he might gobble at a call the first time you've used it. And then the next day, he may not pay any attention to it. And you pull out a call with a, you know, a little different
slate
tone.
Or box or something
else. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And
he'll gobble
his fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
And I think a big part of it is what you have confidence in.
Yes, sir.
Because it may sound fine and it may kill turkeys, but if you don't have confidence in it, you're not going to keep going with it.
If you got confidence, you're going to stay at it a little bit longer. You go hunt them harder, and that's the difference. If you don't have confidence in something, you go into the house.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I always said, death's in the detail.
Yes, sir.
Exactly right. Well, Steve, here in the last couple minutes of the show here, GSM products, where can people find them, or how do they get a hold to somebody?
GSM Outdoors, go online. GSM.com. I'm pretty sure. GSMOutdoors.com.
Yep.
And available in most stores. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yep.
Bass Pros and things like
that. Pretty much any of the outdoor stores, mom and pop, Bass Pro, Cabela's. Walmart's got some of our stuff. I mean, it's out there. All you got to do is look for it. But the bottom line, if you want to go to the website, you can see all the stores that are all the companies that GSM owns. I think it's like 70.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you can go on to GSMOutdoors.com on that website, and you can order product online.
Exactly. I've done it many, many times. And,
hey,
boy,
let me just say this, and I don't know if they'll be able to get over there or not, but we're giving away a 30% off if they enter that code for any product that GSM is selling. If you come by the booth over there, we'll give you a card.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm getting 30%
off.
30% off. All right. Man, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Finally to meet somebody face to face from GSM.
Great.
Been working for almost a year now.
Well, good.
Finally met somebody.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it. Thank y'all for having me.
You betcha. Hey, all of us sitting here, man, we're living our outdoor dreams. Have for a long time. We encourage your listeners to get in the outdoors and enjoy your dreams as well. I'm Bill Cooper.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573-263-8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Pico Lures, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, The Fallen Outdoors, Ledco Sinkers and Lure Company, Turnbow Outdoors, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Big Ed's Guide Service, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASO Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, On the Hook TV, Expedition Trailers, The Rambling Angler, Spare Rib Inn in Steelville, Missouri, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.